Committee chairman refused to apologise for the remarks he made on Friday. Pressure had been mounting on Rishi Sunak to take action. Georgina Lamming from charity Hope Not Hate, which campaigns against racism, thinks Mr Anderson should be expelled from the party.
This claim that Sadiq Khan has somehow given London away to his mates, it's the kind of far-right rhetoric we would expect from a party like Britain First. It's not something they would expect from someone who was, until quite recently, deputy chairman of the Conservative Party.
The family of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says his body has been returned to his mother over a week after his death. The funeral arrangements have not yet been made. Events are being held in Ukraine to mark the second anniversary of Russia's invasion. King Charles has said the determination and strength of Ukrainians in the face of continued Russian aggression continues to inspire. Israeli media is reporting there's been significant progress in hostage talks in Paris. Negotiators have been ramping up efforts to secure a ceasefire in Gaza in the hope of heading off an assault on Rafah. Sports, and Scotland and England are going head-to-head in Rugby Union's Six Nations. Stuart Cameron, Zat Murrayfield.
Yes, Scotland 24, England 16. The latest score, extraordinary game here in Edinburgh. Van der Murphy has scored three magnificent tries to put Scotland in the driving seat. We've had a breathtaking first half with the Scots coming from behind to lead 17-13 at the break. We've just seen the third Van der Murphy try. We've also seen a George Ford penalty. Current score, Scotland 24, England 16.
Earlier, Ireland edged closer to a Grand Slam by beating Wales 31-7 in Dublin. Fulham beat Manchester United 2-1 in the Premier League. It's currently goalless between Bournemouth and Man City. And Rangers are 5 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership thanks to a 5-0 win against Hearts. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
Thanks, Charlie.
This is Phoenix FM.
A massive thank you to John Chubb for a superb edition yet again of Phoenix Phoenix Sport. Coming up next, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Before we go any further, we've got to say thank you to John Chubb for another superb edition of Phoenix Sport. He's so good, isn't he? Just keeps us up to date with everything, the results, the scores, they're flying in left, right and centre. John, though, is on top of it all, delivering the scores, delivering the results. So thank you very much indeed, John. Now you go and enjoy the rest of your weekend. You have definitely earned it after that stint. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Can you believe it's already been a week since we got together? Time flies, doesn't it? And look out the window, it's not even quite dark yet. Spring is definitely on the way and winter is on the way out. Great, thank goodness for that. Well, welcome to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. If you're a first-time listener, what we do on this show is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that don't get played enough on the radio. And as always, we're going to chuck in one or two classics along the way. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Well, coming up tonight, we've got all our usual features. Shortly, we'll be doing Trackwards. Then we'll be doing When They Were, and it'll be When They Were 24 this week. We'll also do the Soppy Softies at 7. We'll have the Birthday Bonanza. And we'll have the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser before we have to say so long with the long song. So we've got a lot to pack in this evening. And as it's the last weekend of February, with the spring month of March fast approaching, turn it up. It's Saturday night. Let's kick off with this.
Enjoy yourself. time to enjoy myself first. It's good to be right.
It's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM. This is my invitation.
concentration.
Opening the show for us this evening was, of course, The Specials, Coventry's finest, with the track Enjoy Yourself. That was actually the opening track of their 1980 album, More Specials. And I don't think it was released as a single. It was originally written by Carl Sigmund and Herb Majeston. I think that's how you pronounce it. But, you know, but it's also been covered by the likes of Doris Day, Bing Crosby, Prince Buster, and Jules Holland. Then we just heard Bob Marley and the Wailers and Shakedown Party. And as far as I know, that also wasn't released as a single. It's taken from the album that's just simply called Bob Marley. And of course, the biopic of Bob Marley's life is out now. I've not seen it yet, but it's supposed to be really good, isn't it? Let us know what you think. Okay, it is now time for Trackwards.
Trackwards.
Look at Trackwards. It is Trackwards. Now, what we do on Trackwards, we play a little bit of a song, but we play it backwards and see if you can guess what it is. If you want to have a guess this week, get in touch, radio@phoenixfm.com. Let us know what you think it is. Now, previously on Trackwards, we've been playing about 20 to 30 seconds of the track to see if you can guess it. But I was making it way too easy for you. Everybody was guessing it. So to make it a little bit more of a challenge, we've cut it down to 10 to 15 seconds. Here is this week's. See if you can guess what this is. I still think that's quite easy. I think you can get that. Get in touch, radio@phoenixfm.com, if you know what it is. I will give you the answer before we do the Soppy Softies at 7.
Bye.
Let's groove on, cause it's time to move on. Hear the drummer get wicked.
Peace, unity, love, and having fun.
Let's groove on, cause it's time to move on.
Hear the drummer get wicked.
Let's groove on, cause it's time to move on.
Hear the drummer get wicked.
Let's groove on, cause it's time to move on.
pure, unadulterated, unapologetic pop. How about that? That was Robbie Williams and South of the Border. Do you know, it might surprise you to learn that Robbie Williams has had 7 solo number one hits. It might not surprise you to learn that South of the Border isn't one of them, because that peaked at number 14 in 1997. I really like that one. It kind of rocks out a little bit, doesn't it, in its own kind of way. Anyway, it's taken from his debut album, Life Through a Lens, and Robbie Williams wrote the song with his long-term collaborator, Guy Chambers. Before that, we heard Chad Jackson and Hear the Drummer, then in brackets, Get Wicked. I think Chad Jackson is a one-hit wonder. I think he's our first one-hit wonder of the evening, of course. Hear the Drummer, Get Wicked peaked at number 3 in 1990, and then he just disappeared from our charts. I think he has remixed some tracks for other artists, though. Okay, do you know what we're going to do now? We are going to do When They Were 24. What we do here is we take today's date. Today's date is the 24th, and we're going to play a song from the corresponding years of each of the 1970s, the 1980s, and the 1990s that was number 24 on this date. So, you have to guess what year you think it is. If the first year, in your opinion, is 1979, for instance, then the second track will be from 1989, and the third track will be from 1999. And they were all number 24 on this date. So let's see how you go guessing the years.
I'll give you plenty love before Phoenix FM.
Is Phoenix 98 FM.
Down.
Was this week's When Were They? And When Were They 24? They were all at number 24 in the charts in the corresponding year of the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s. But what was the year? First of all, we heard the OJs and Darling, Darling Baby. On this day, Darling, Darling Baby had just leapt 8 places from 32 to 24. And that would be its peak position. It was written by legendary songwriting duo Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. The OJ's biggest hit came in 1973 when Love Train peaked at number 9. And I think John played that earlier on Phoenix Sport. It is a tune. Then we heard Duran Duran from the 1980s and Skin Trade. On this day, Skin Trade had just moved up one place from last week's 25 to this week's 24. And it would go on to peak at number 22. So just missing out on the top 20. I really like that record, though. I think it should have done a lot better. It's from their album, Notorious. And finally, we heard the Spice Girls and To Become One. That was the Spice Girls' third single release, and it was their third consecutive number one. It had been a Christmas number one, in fact, for them. So the fact that it was still in the charts at the end of February is pretty impressive, isn't it? Considering it had been a Christmas number one. So, what was the year for the OJs, Duran Duran and the Spice Girls? If you want to have a guess, get in touch, radio at phoenixfm.com, and I will give you the answer in around about 4 minutes, right after this.
We'll be right back.
Tina Turner and Eric Clapton, Tearing Us Apart. Yeah, that song was written by Eric Clapton and Greg Phalanges, and it was produced by Phil Collins, and it was released in 1987. Now, think about all the talent on that record. You've got Phil Collins producing it, Eric Clapton performing on it, and he's co-written it, and Tina Turner's vocals as well as Eric Clapton's. And given all of that, it missed out on the top 40 and it peaked at number 56. And it's a good record. I'm really surprised it didn't do better than that in the charts. Okay, so let's give you the answer to when were they 24. So we heard the OJs and Darling, Darling Baby was at number 24. Duran Duran's Skin Trade was at number 24. And the Spice Girls' Two Become One was also at number 21. So one from the 24, one from the 70s, one from the 80s, one from the 90s. All at number 24 in the charts on this day. But what was the year? It was the sevens. So it was 1977, 1987 and 1997. You can give yourself a pat on the back if you got that correct. So, well done. I think we can have another listen to Trackwoods now, can't we?
Trackwoods.
Look at Trackwoods. Trackwards is when we play about 10 to 15 seconds, because I was giving you too much of it before. 10 to 15 seconds of a record backwards, and you see if you can guess what it is. And here is this week's. Have you got it? If you have, drop us an email, radio@phoenixfm.com. And I'll let you know if you were right. I'll also let you know if you were wrong. And now it's time for Are You a Cover Lover?
I'm no cover, I'm the nerve.
It's the Gazers, Pleasers and Cheesers cover Lover.
Okay, that's right. So what we do here is we're going to play an original of a song and then we're going to play a cover version. And it's entirely up to you to decide which version you prefer. So do you prefer the original or are you a cover lover? So let's find out. Here is the first one. This is the original. So that was the original, the wonderful George Michael. Now, you might want to strap yourself in for the cover version.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like me, but I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play, 'cause I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion. Time to pick my heart up off the floor. When that love comes down without devotion, well, it takes a song, man, baby, but I'm showing you that door. Gotta have faith.
you that door, or I got it out for
know that version of the song. I bet that gave you a shot halfway through, didn't it? Blew some cobwebs away, that's for sure. Okay, so they were two versions of Faith. The first, of course, was the original, George Michael's Faith. That's the title track from his debut solo album, and it peaked at number two in 1987. It was kept off number one by the Bee Gees and You Win Again. And you know, Faith on the album was written, arranged and produced by George Michael. He was just such a talented man. Then we heard Limp Bizkit's version of Faith, and that's taken from their 1997 album, $3 Bill Y'all. It's actually track number 9 from the album. Do you know, Limp Bizkit didn't actually release any singles in the UK until 2000. They started doing Faith when they were doing live gigs, just to kind of raise their profile and get a bit more attention. And the fact that I think they are George Michael fans, and why wouldn't they be, of course. Okay, you're listening to Geezers, Blizzers and Cheezers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. What we do on Geezers, Blizzers and Cheezers is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And we always chuck in a few classics as well, a bit like Faith, for instance. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff. Now, I said that before we did the Soppy Softies at 7, I was going to give you the answer to Trackwoods. So let's hear it one last time.
Trackwoods.
Look at Trackwoods.
Yeah, we've stripped it right back this week to just 10 seconds because I think it was too easy when I was giving you 20 to 30 seconds of it. So did you guess what it was? Here it is. Rah, rah.
for power became known to more and more people, the demands to do something about this outrageous man became louder and louder.
The answer to this week's track words was, of course, Boney M. and Rasputin. Oh, my goodness. That was their sixth UK single release, and it peaked at number two in 1978. It was kept off number one for 2 weeks by Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta and Summer Nights. Do you know, if you've ever got a spare minute, you know, it didn't even have to be a minute, actually, just a few seconds, Google the lyrics to Ra Ra Rasputin by Boney M, because they're just brilliant. I mean, they are just... They're on just a completely different level. They're hilarious. I mean, I'm just trying to find an example that... Listen to this. Ra, ra, Rasputin, etc. Most people would look at him with terror and with fear, but to Moscow chicks, he was such a lovely dear. There we go. And the whole lyrics are like that. So just check it out if you've got some time. Okay, I think we can squeeze in one more record before we do the Soppy Softies at 7.